I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part 2 of Vicky Patterson's Secret 2. This week I am joined...
Here we go.
Oh, by my future husband. That is so exciting to see.
Your fiancé.
Yeah. Mm. Did you ever think you would be a fiancé?
I didn't actually.
Did you not?
Obviously eventually, but yeah.
Did you know I was the one?
I did.
When did you first know
I was the one?
Yes, come on baby, come on. I want... Flatter my ego, for God's sake. I always say how handsome you are.
It was in Dubois.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. Is that why you asked me to get married in Dubai?
No, but that would have made sense if I said yes.
In future, when people ask you a question, you say yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so thoughtful. I'm so calculated. That's what you say. Yes.
No, I was meant to do it in the Maldives.
Oh, God, don't get me started with this bloody trip. It was torturous. We've had Dubai and the Maldives booked for the last, 2 years? And it's been cancelled about 5 times.
Yeah, so I was meant to go just before the first lockdown.
Yeah, and we were, weren't we?
Yeah,
and then obviously the lockdown. Then the next time I had a job put in, so couldn't go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The third time we actually both had COVID.
And was it?
Yeah, we both did, because you don't remember when we went to go in the January and we got COVID at the Christmas.
We cancelled it for that reason?
Yeah, we cancelled it because we weren't going to get better, but then we went in lockdown again anyway. Yeah, and then the fourth time, oh God, they were changing all the travel rules and we just panicked. We thought we're going to get there and it's not going to work. So we just committed to Dubai and said, let's make it amazing. And I'm pleased we did because we love Dubai, don't we? And based on what you've just said, you're so right. It has got a special place in our heart.
Yeah, Dubai's always been nice for us, hasn't it?
Has it? One of our best mates, Chris, he lives there.
Yeah. But yeah, I've had the...
Oh my God. Can you hear me? He sounds like a traction engine. He's so angry he's getting no attention. Oh, he's such a... Oh, I do love it.
Little spoiled little brat.
You love him just as much as me.
Dubai's always been good to us. It wasn't the reason why I proposed in Dubai. I was meant to propose to the Maldives.
Tell him the real reason. The real reason he proposed in Dubai is because our mate Chris helped him make it amazing and he couldn't have pulled it off.
No, Chris, honestly, without Chris, I could never have done it. But I already spoke to the Maldives manager, or the hotel manager, to plan it all. But obviously, it counts for free time, so he probably thought this geezer is a messer. But yeah, luckily, we went to Dubai and we had Chris... And he helped me. I planned it 3 days before we went.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I know she doesn't want to get engaged in Dubai. I want to wait for somewhere special where we both haven't been. And then I thought, I can't wait another 2 years. Because I had the ring for a year just sitting there.
But
due to the cancellations, I was just like, I just need to do it.
So, you know what? I know I sort of said, I didn't want to get engaged in Dubai and I want to go somewhere else. But, the fact is, right, Dubai used to have some negative connotations for me for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And you helped turn it into a place that has, completely holds the happiest memories for me. I love that you flipped that script for me.
Yeah.
So what you were going to say, wasn't it, is you felt, you, Erkan first told me he loved me in Dubai.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Weren't you? And he said it first. You love...
But it was casual. And I was shit, that slipped out.
Yeah, so basically I was really tired after the flight. And I got in the car and I went, I just want a nap on the way to the hotel, babe. So I'm just going to close my eyes. I'm so tired. And he was like, that's fine, babe. It's okay. Close your eyes. You have a sleep. Love you. And then my eyes sprung open.
And I was like, oh, Jesus.
And I went, you what? And he was like, Nothing. I was like, you said you love me. And he was like, oh. And I was like, it's okay, I love you too.
And we did have the best, We had the best holiday.
We did have such a good time, didn't it? And, but do you know what it is? In fairness, babe, I knew I loved you before that, actually.
Oh,
did you? Me, I would have said it after the fucking first date, man. I would have, absolutely. Did any, yous have all seen the picture from our first date, and I don't know if you even know.
That was a bangingest picture.
Best picture ever. It was, I'm in like a red dress, and Erkan's in like a Gucci scarf, and we're sitting in Nobu, and we were just on cloud nine, weren't we?
Yeah, it's just like.
It was like no one else was there.
But then it was, because I had a fella message me saying,
were you getting on with me passing in Nobu?
Are you necking on with someone in the restaurant? I was like,
I know.
It was pissed.
I think we had like one. I think we're both nervous because obviously we sort of mentioned before we both
got. I was doing the usual sweats.
Oh, Erkan's such a sweaty bastard.
I get sweaty nerves.
Oh, he held my hand across the table, which was after I was telling the story about the breakdown of my last relationship, which I thought was a really romantic gesture. And it was completely ruined by the tsunami in the palm of your hand.
Oh, cheers, babe.
But honestly.
I hate when people hold my hands. I know when they hold my hand, they're going to think, oh, you've got clammy hands, man.
It's not even clammy, I feel like that's doing.
I like this new thing now where everyone just fist pumps. I'm so happy for that.
I'm so happy with Corbett.
No, I like fist pumps because they can't touch the palm of my hands. Which has saved me a lot of embarrassment.
Yeah, so from that moment on, though.
Yeah.
I do think it was. I don't think it's fair to say complete smooth sailing because no relationship is like.
No, but it was a positive.
Oh my god, it was ride, such a lovely time. The only problems we had with our relationship when we first started going out was other people really, like, everyone was really worried that we were moving too fast and that.
Yeah, because we both come out of serious relationships. Yeah. We both wanted to just enjoy being single. Finding ourselves.
Yeah, I think we both sort of were hesitant with each other as well because of that. But you know, this is why I get so pissed off, and I've said this before, with people saying like, oh, you're going too fast, and oh, don't rush into it, oh, you need time to heal.
I can't
like,
say that.
You can't tell anybody how long they take to heal, and you can't tell anybody either, like, how soon is too soon to find love again. Like, everybody's timelines are different, aren't they?
Yeah, and then they say, oh, they've got engaged too quick, they've got married too quick, they've had kids too quick. But in the moment, you're so involved with each other.
You're so in love and happy. Yeah, and like,
so there's just so much positivity. You're thinking, this is never going to end. This is my soulmate. Yeah. So why not?
And also, like, I think it's nobody's business, you know. Like, and I know it comes from such a great place of, like, caring.
People are going to judge you no matter what.
Oh, that's it. So, honestly, I feel like what we did, which was just try and ignore the noise and concentrate on us and how we were feeling.
We played it well, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's the best bet. Like, you know yourself what's right. And, you know, if I'd have listened to everybody saying to me, it's too soon, you need to take time on your own, he's too young, whatever, I would have missed out on my soulmate, like the man I'm going to marry. So I'm really pleased we ignored
no one you. Can say anything or just make a judgment without being there or being a person.
Yeah, but no, it is. So I think we, because of lockdown and stuff, obviously we've been together now It'll be four years at the end of this year.
Three and a half years. We've been through it all. We've done three different moves.
Wow, puppy.
I've been through a few different jobs. We've had a puppy. She's been so busy with shows. And so we've done everything.
Yeah.
We've tested all the boundaries. We've even lived and got on with each other during lockdown, which
everybody knows there's no fucking, easy feat.
I thought we'd done the right thing.
What, waiting a bit? Are you pleased in a way then that we waited to get engaged? Yeah, I am.
Because, and again, in my head, I know Vic was the right person, but I didn't want to jump into an engagement or jump into a marriage or a kid. It would have felt right at the time, but I know deep down it was too soon.
Oh, it's better that we've waited. We know more about each other now, don't we? Yeah.
And where we've got through all of this,
it's made you more sure.
Yes, it's made you more sure.
Okay, I get that. I think, like, that's lovely. And I don't know, like, I was always sure about you, but with every kind of trial and tribulation we get through and we work it out and we I think we get stronger. It's made me realise, like, how much I love you. Getting through lockdown with you, babe, made us realise that I fucking could not be without you. And I know it was difficult at times.
We've become closer.
Oh, absolutely.
But it was tough, but we've become closer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone's dying to know about our engagement, you know, the proposal. This is your area of expertise, because all I did, like, this is the only time in a woman's life where she's got the easy bit, I think.
Honestly, I've never experienced it. I was nervous the moment we fucking checked in at the airport.
Because on it, you know, he was cool as a cucumber in a bowler hat. I actually don't think.
Obviously, yeah, you got to stay cool now. You can't look that nervous.
Yeah, you didn't look like a nervous wreck at all, though. But yet, when I seen you having to give a ring to your best mate at his wedding, you were like dripping like an egg sandwich, mate. You just come out of the shower. So I don't understand how you managed to stay so cool and calm.
Oh, I get nervous, man.
Oh, you're too cute.
There's so many things you got to think about.
Yeah, it's a lot, babe. So much pressure.
Something small as carrying the ring.
Like, where do you put it? Because it's not like you have a handbag.
Is she going to go through my bag? She might leave something in my bag and then go, oh, babe, where's so-and-so, and then go through my bag, and she might pick up a ring. Just little things like that. And then on top of that, the whole timing of everything. Is it going to run smooth? Am I going to get there and something's not set up, or this and that, or just... What do you wear? What outfit do you wear? I was on a panic.
Couldn't tell, I swear. Like, you managed to hide all of these feelings of apprehension and nerves and that really well, because I was just having such a lovely time. We'd had a shit Valentine's, and I don't know how many times I've said this, but we'd had a terrible Valentine's. Like,
that helped me out a lot.
Yeah, that was such a touch for you in retrospect. Yeah,
because
when we got to this restaurant in Dubai, which is absolutely beautiful, it's called Shimmers, it's on the beach.
Yeah, beautiful.
And like, we've never been able to get a res there before, so I should have sussed something was going on. But yeah, so we got there and there was like rose petals everywhere.
Yeah, so...
And like champagne.
Me and Chris were thinking... What's the best way to do this without being too bait?
Yeah, yeah.
Or being too obvious. So we used having a shit Valentine's as an excuse to plan something romantic in Dubai.
Very, very sneaky, sir.
So smooth. We smashed it, actually. without making it look too obvious.
Yeah, yeah, you did. You smashed it.
And then, I was going to, oh, so babe, what are you wearing today?
Oh my God, you made me do a fashion show.
Because I know Vic... When we get this picture, she's going to want to be looking
sick.
Good. Yeah, because I know if she picked the wrong outfit, regardless, she'll love it, whatever, but I know women. I know what Vic's like.
Oh, you know women, do you? Studly. No, honestly, I swear, I tried on this, like, because when he said, let's do a fashion, like, try on some stuff, I half did a fashion show for him, and I put on this, like, zebra print thing that had, like, a matching bandana, and he was like, oh, no, that's too garish. I was like, fuck you, cockwad.
I was like, babe, have you got anything else? Give me like a little fashion show. Do you want to show me some more bits?
And I did, and I loved the fashion show. But by the end, I was like, I'm not having fun anymore. You're just being mean about all my clothes.
It nearly turned into a row. So I just thought, do you know what, babe? You look spot on. Let's go.
And then he wore like brownie tones too. And I love that because I'm always desperate for to match for Instagram. But he's like, fuck off, that's ridiculous. So it was really nice when we did it. And I was just, I don't know, babe, like, we were ready for a holiday. I think that was...
I think I smashed it. You didn't. No. Realise at all.
No. So smooth, honestly.
On my notes on my phone, I typed in like a six sentence paragraph, basically. And I was just,
was
from the start of the holiday.
Was this your speech? Were you trying to memorise it?
I was just in a toilet. Oh, God, let me rehearse it.
You didn't tell me this, I'm dying.
Every day I was looking in the mirror, just fucking reading it out.
Stop it, were you practising?
I was practising, because I know I've got a memory of a goldfish. And yeah, when it got to the time, I sort of started it out. I said, come on, let's have a little toast to this, to us and the view. And then I started reading out. I read out the first two lines.
Like from your head?
From my head. And then she went, are you proposing? I was like, for fuck's sake.
I ruined it. But it's only because I got so excited.
No, and then I thought, oh, shit. I went, no.
You went, no, babe, shut up.
I just went, no, just listen. And then another line went in and she was like, you're proposing now. And I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to get down one knee and then get this over and done with. But no, it was just...
It was
just
beautiful.
Felt, yeah, it was beautiful. It was... The scenery was just...
Oh, it was
bang on.
Stunning. Like, and then...
Sunset
and then
dinner. It was just...
These, like, live guitarist
yeah.
and singer came out and played.
We organised... Me and Chris organised some singers.
I love that John Legend song, All of Me.
Yeah, I remembered that. I'm a smooth bastard.
So
I remembered she loved that song. So we had the two singers come over after I posed. A little photographer in a corner.
Oh yeah, he was snapping away. But like, full disclosure, everyone's been so complimentary about our pictures.
Yeah.
And I've got to come clean. So the first set we took were really organic. I'm sobbing me tits off.
Yeah.
Like, Erkan's sweating. Like, we're not in the... Like, they were hideous, guys. So then I took a quick look and like, obviously once I knew and I was like, oh, no, we're doing these again.
Quick, let's do a second.
So we did a second set, which is actually probably because, again, another full disclosure, we didn't really want to release it, did we? We half wanted to keep it a bit of a secret. But somebody videoed what on the beach and sold it to the press.
Some little...
Yeah, if you're listening to this, I doubt that you are, but you're a real prick.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So I feel like it was probably the second set he got the video of. So we got practice on the first.
Yeah.
I think it was, do you know what? Honestly,
it was beautiful, though, regardless
beautiful
of what
and
happened.
Perfect. And it was nice when it came out, wasn't it? Because we got to tell
everybody. Oh, it was honestly something. It's a story you're going to tell your kids.
Oh, our kids.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't mention it.
No, you're getting all the good lovings tonight, bro.
Honestly, the feeling was just unexplainable.
But then we were able to enjoy the rest of the holiday.
Yeah, I mean, after I did that, I was just like, wow. The weight on my shoulders just had been lifted.
And we did have a lovely time, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, it was just the drink, the food.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
The place is, you can't be the buyer.
But that's why. So now Dubai has such a special, special place in our heart. First place he told us he loved us, where we got engaged. That's where we're going to have West End do, isn't
that's
it?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Yeah. So we're having a stag and a hen, obviously traditional. I'll go where I want to go. I'm thinking maybe some Mykonos. Ooh. And then Erkan will go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I'm thinking more Miami.
I say go Miami or go Vegas, babe.
Yeah, well, the boys I'm going with and my close mates have been Vegas twice and Miami twice.
Mm.
And they've all said Miami's better.
Well, do it, babe. Go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then we're gonna have a stendo, which is like where all of my lad mates can come, all of our couple mates can come, and we'll all just have a sick time in Dubai. How nice is that?
It's gonna be sick.
I think it's gonna be amazing. So that's like as far as we've got, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, I know everyone's dying to hear more about the wedding plans and stuff like that, but we honestly, apart from meeting with our wedding planner yesterday, which was lovely.
I mean, we don't even know. To tell you. It's going to be abroad, the wedding.
Well, yeah, we definitely agree on that.
The engagement's going to be in the UK.
Yeah, that's what we know, the party.
Yeah, but that's about it.
I think as well, like, because his family and friends are predominantly London-based and mine are predominantly North-East, like, either way we have it, we'd have to get our friends and family, half of them to travel. So I'd rather just lash everybody on a plane and then guarantee the weather. You know?
Yeah.
In terms of the wedding,
yeah.
I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I really want my little bit of ring bearer.
Oh, good.
Yes. He'll be so nice. He's yawning, by the way, everyone, just in case you can't hear that. He's that bored of our wedding planning already. Bitch, just you wait. Just you wait 2 years in. You're going to be asleep, mate. Right. Last Last question.
Right.
And this was actually from a write-in, but I've kept it till now. Okay. I feel like it's a good one. Would you do a wedding show?
Do you know what? I think we spoke about it before. I actually would.
Would you?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
You're mental. Do you remember what happened on my last one?
I know, but your last one.
My last one.
What, your wedding show? Your wedding show?
Babe, he does not listen. Like, can I just have everybody his attention right now?
Continuously.
No, we've had this conversation like a million times, babes. So I was making a wedding show. Everybody knows.
You were making a wedding show.
Everybody knows.
It wasn't released.
No, I was making a wedding show.
Yeah, that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, because it got turned into my breakup show. Remember?
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was midway making it.
Yeah, babes. Susie had been on it and everything.
Ah.
I know.
Well, give it another go then.
Second time around in that.
But this time it's going to work.
Third time's a charm, son.
You're on a Ross, the divorce you are.
Oh, shut up, you haven't been divorced at all. But no, so I feel like I'd be super apprehensive, not because I think you're...
Well, I mean, if you're asking me, I would say yes, but yeah. I fully understand if you don't want to do it.
I just think, like, it's a... And, like, I'm not, God, insinuating for a single second, like, filming such hard work.
Why don't you ask?
Would you watch
our
it?
Our fans.
Listen to you.
Jeez.
Ari William Large Penis. Fucking hell. Listen up. This is a service announcement for Earth Hands fans.
So my podcast fans listening.
I'm dying.
Can you give us some insight of what you think?
I love Should you so much. Should we do a show? Much, and I just would do a show if we thought it would be fun and it wouldn't detract away from like the beautiful romantic process of planning a wedding.
Obviously, yeah.
But I would be scared based on what happened last time. Like, please don't cheat on me on your stack.
Let's see if I'm going to do that. Maybe to like an 18-year-old American.
Right. On that note, before we do get the engagement equivalent of divorce, we're going to call this...
Engagement break.
Fucking USA rules! I really love you and I'm pleased you asked me to be your fiancé. Yeah? Can you get another dog?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, this has been Vicky Patterson and her can Ramadan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.